One person can make a difference, President Kennedy used to say, and everyone should try. That was a spirit that inspired a lot of people to get into politics once upon a time. Well, there are still idealists out there trying to make a difference, and there have been no goodniks running for office since George Washington's day. But in the final days before Michigan's statewide primary, two things have depressed me about this year's campaign. One is the amount of money involved, and I'll talk about that later. But the other is the below-the-belt tactics. Take the Democratic race for the congressional nomination in the 11th District. 8 years ago, former radio talk show host Nancy Skinner ran for Congress in another district. She lost, but did better than expected. She was then given a job as chief of staff to First Gentleman Dan Mulhern, which struck me as a frivolous waste of taxpayer money. This year, Skinner resurfaced and jumped into the 11th District race. Since then, she's run an almost entirely negative campaign, bombarding me with emails hinting that one of her opponents is really a Republican and another a secret CIA agent. When I told her I'd be more impressed if she explained why someone should vote for her, she said she had to save the world from climate change, and then went on the rant that her opponents were liars and were trying to buy the election. Things have been generally more civil in the neighboring 14th District Democratic primary. When I talked to the candidates, Hanson Clark, Brenda Lawrence, and Rudy Hobbs, they mostly said nice things about each other, which I found refreshing. However, I've been getting email bombed by a shadowy group called Women Vote, which claims that Hanson Clark, who served 2 years in Congress, is essentially a Republican. While there may be reasons not to vote for Clark, he's as much of a Republican as I am an Olympic athlete. The ad looks like it comes from a nonpartisan group like the League of Women Voters and says it is not authorized by any candidate. But it's actually from a group supporting Brenda Lawrence. She ought to have the integrity to denounce it. Meanwhile, on the Republican side, we have Todd Corser, who was nearly elected state party chairman last year, sending a fundraising email denouncing a fellow Republican because he married his longtime male partner. Corser's running for the legislature, and the strategist, Greg McNeely, isn't supporting him. What's most bizarre is that Corser also sent out a video he called Too Graphic for Viewing. I can't ever remember any campaign sending a video and telling people not to watch it, but apparently it shows McNeely kissing his partner after their wedding ceremony. If this is more than Todd Corser can cope with, he must not go to many movies. All these antics are vastly entertaining for journalists, but they can't be good for democracy or for our state. And I think we should ask ourselves, do we really want a political system where the only people willing to run are sociopaths?